The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends, fiends, people in between.
What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer or
I forgot. Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the fuck out of here.
Suck
all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by a little MRF. Now fuck off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. Sorry, but was that an Avatar game?
That was an Avatar game.
Wow. Okay.
I don't get how Avatar ever got popular, to be honest with you. I watched the movie when it first came out. I got like halfway through and just left the movie.
The first one or the second one?
The first movie.
You did not see the second one?
No.
You don't want to see The Way of the Water?
The second one was extra trash.
I did not see The Way of the Water.
It was so fucking boring, bro.
I don't get the point.
It was horrible.
Like, what is James, Cameron trying to prove, bro? Like, dude, you made Titanic. We get it. Okay. You can make a movie good. Great.
But these movies are supposed to be, you know, transformative.
How so?
To the media. Well, because they're blue people.
It transforms my ability to stay awake into sleep.
I feel like that first one was honestly just Tarzan. But I don't know.
The movie?
It's been a while. Yeah.
No, it's like, what's the movie? Dances with Wolves. That's what it is.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's pretty much like Pocahontas, goddamn. It's just the Pocahontas story. Motherfuckers come and invade the, you know.
But yeah, that happened in Tarzan, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because, like, Clayton.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember?
Right.
Clayton. Clayton.
This whole thing.
Yo, what did Clayton do that was so fucking bad, though?
He was trying to kill all the apes.
Oh, okay, never mind. I forgot. Yeah, that's pretty bad. I haven't seen Tarzan in a long time, so.
He
reminds me of, like, Gaston, where he's just like, like, he didn't really do shit bad. It was just like, yeah, we need to get rid of this
Gaston
dude.
Was just like.
He's kind of a jerk.
He was a jerk. He was just a thirsty jerk.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, welcome back again. Tell a friend. It's the Fiendcast. We're here. We are fierce, maybe a little queers.
Tonight, we are. <you. laughs>
Did they make any more music after that song?
Couldn't tell you. I don't even know who the fuck made that song.
Fun,
it's by Fun.
Fun. Fun.
Fun.
What happened?
Fun. That's who made the song.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, the band's name is Fun.
Damn. What? The band's name is Fun?
Yeah. You know that?
F-U-N. No. I think there's like periods in between it though. So I don't know if you're supposed to say F-U-N or do you say Fun?
Fun.
Yeah.
Like Jeb.
Something like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a fun song.
It is a fun song. That was, so when I was a senior, that was like our senior song at my school. I didn't choose it, but the other kids did.
I think ours was Locked Up. by Akon, yeah.
Wow. That's a statement piece.
I'm pretty sure it was locked up by Akon.
What the fuck?
Hey, 07 was weird, bro. We didn't know what the hell was going on.
Wow. All right. All right. Anyways, did you guys hear, this is like random, but did you hear that apparently the Black Friday sales were all lies?
Yes.
They were lies. The sales weren't sales. Amazon was like
boosted, like a lot of places boosted their prices before, like mm-hmm. 2 weeks before Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, and then they lowered them from the raised up price. So it was the same exact price. So you were getting no discounts.
Oh, yeah. So they just said like, oh, it was this price, but it actually was the same price.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, for example, something like someone went to Old Navy and these like little baby leggings were like $4.99 mm-hmm. or no. Sorry, it said they were $10.99 uh-huh. for 50% off,
yeah.
but you could like find the little tag because they just like put a new tag over the old tag yeah. for some reason, and the old tag was $4.99. So it was like
that's just messy.
Like, yeah. like people, they didn't even like, try.
You can just like, slide it out.
Literally,
yeah.
Also at Target got caught, like they had stuff that was the exact same price, but they just put Black Friday like
right,
they,
right.
and they put it in the little insert mm-hmm. and you know.
That's what happens, man. Fucking the planogram bullshit.
I think it's, you know, honestly, Black Friday is so weird because it's literally a holiday to spend money.
It's lost all of its edge. There was a news outlet at a store. I don't remember what store it was, but you know how they expect the people to, like, they open the doors and they expect the people to rush in, run into the store. And
yeah.
There was one nigga in line. One dude that was in line. They opened the doors up and had the cameras ready. And there was one dude that walked in and that was it.
It's just crazy, Calvin. He's like, give me a dollar. Like get out of here. Get out of here, Calvin. It's for people with money.
We told you, Calvin, don't come back.
Stop.
Oh.
Yeah, just point. Come on. Give me a dollar.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's kind of a good thing in a way, right? Because, again, like, what even is Black Friday? Like, why?
It used to actually mean something back in the day.
Yeah. It used to be fun.
Yeah, it used to be like people would get fucked up and... That's what I look forward to.
Get trampled.
Yeah. It was like the Popeye's chicken sandwich before the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
It was a time to show what America is really like. When you Americans are really like when you give us deep money discounts.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We will fight you for a good deal.
No, so literally.
Capitalism.
Gotta love it.
Absolutely.
But the capitalism's dead.
That's what it was for.
No, capitalism's not dead. Listen,
it was to burn off some calories from all the food all the fatties just ate for Thanksgiving.
That's
so,
true.
You know, go out, stand in the line, get into a fight.
True.
Lose a little weight.
I can say that I never actually went Black Friday shopping, though. No. When it was crazy, I never, like, camped out anywhere, did anything, like, that.
I did that once. I camped out once for the,
Wow.
It was the Nintendo little, like, It was like a very small Nintendo, retro Nintendo thing that had all the old games on it that you could plug into.
Oh, the emulator thing?
Yeah, the emulator, yeah. I stood outside a Blockbuster. It was only for a couple of hours, though. Like, got up at like 3 in the morning, I think, and then went there, and there was a line.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't get one, unfortunately.
Wow.
That's tough, nigga.
The line was too long.
That's tough, nigga. Ooh.
It wasn't that bad. I was with a group of friends. We woke up. We smoked a couple blunts, you know, stood in line, talked some shit for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was too long. We only had 50 of them at the store, and we were too far behind. Yeah.
That is such shit. Like, I don't know why they do that.
Worked on Black Friday. I worked at Target a few years ago.
Oh, how was that?
It was fine.
Was it?
Yeah, I worked in cosmetics. Just watched girls steal. That's really it. They're like, oh, you make sure people don't steal. Okay. Let's watch girls steal. I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah, I didn't give a shit. Like, okay.
I think I saw a lot of videos of that recently, too. Like, people just going in stores and, like, stealing armfuls of clothing, like, off of racks.
Yeah.
Why?
That's because they're not arresting people in like California and stuff for small crimes like
that's theft. Called bipping.
That's bipping. Not bipping.
Yeah. They're bipping. They're bipping. They out here bipping, boy.
They stop
arresting people for nonviolent crimes. So People can just get away with it. You just go in the store. That's why a lot of Walgreens are shutting down there. Mm. Walgreens and CVS, they're robbing the shit out of them. Literally taking trash bags, going in there, loading them up, and just walking
out.
They
got a shoplifting limit. As long as you don't hit $500, you just getting a fine.
Yep.
That's it. They're gonna let you back out on the street.
That is terrible. Why are we encouraging this?
Because California's government is like, California is like bankrupt. They ain't got no money. So it's too expensive to keep people in prison. So put the dope boys back on the street.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let them steal all your shit. They're not stealing from the rich people. They got security, so they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, nah, yeah, they ain't stupid. They see a nigga with a fucking with a Mac 10. They're like, oh yeah, nah, dude.
Yeah,
that's automatic. We're out of here.
I saw a video recently that was talking about how in California it has the worst economy, I guess, in America in terms of like the ratio of like super rich people to like super poor people.
Yeah.
And just how many people are like really like out on the streets and homeless, like across the street from, you know, like
it's almost like Brazil light.
Yeah. So the economy is just like apparently so bad where you have like, you know, super rich people literally looking down from their high rises onto the poors.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up. I do like that, like, when Xi Jinping, when he came, I've been saying it like that for the longest. I like that when he came to California, Gavin Newsom was like, we need to get rid of these homeless. And then, like, he just got rid of them. And then, like, as soon as you left, like, the overpass was, like, caught on fire.
Oh, it's
like,
my.
Like, where the homeless camps used to be. He's like, not never again, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, have you guys seen the shit about homeless architecture?
No.
They're doing it a lot in New York, but it's, they are, like, creating
yes, I have.
Like, spikes and stuff and uncomfortable benches. So
that's not what I was thinking. Shit.
They have, like, so they've been taking away seats everywhere. And then they have like benches, but they'll put like rods in the middle of them.
So yeah,
you
can
sit down in them, but you can't lay down on it.
Yeah.
And they're building like structures and stuff, specifically made to like not let homeless people sleep.
I thought you were talking about like they were building the, like these little kind of town, but I think those are for refugees specifically, the little town thingies that they're building in New York. But, that's fucked up. You know, like, where do you want the homeless people to go? You can't just...
Don't care. Not here.
We should just capture them all, break them down, and then turn them into compost, or turn them into some kind of, like, building supply itself.
Right. Get on your fucking job, McDonald's, and start grinding these people into...
I'm saying, like, the next high rise should be made of homeless people. I want to live on top of the bodies.
That would be literally cursed.
Stanky-ass fucking...
I mean, like, you'll make it to
come. That is
right,
cursed.
First off, it's New York. Everything fucking stinks, allegedly, right?
So yeah,
it's
like, but it's not like a pile of homeless people.
True. You got me there. That might be
That's
different.
That's a lot of funk, bro.
That's true. I don't know. Like, you know, you can clean up a little bit, you know, like, get him with some Arm & Hammer or something like that. I don't know.
I think that the homeless people situation, it's not an easy situation to deal with. Send them to tunnels?
Into the subway tunnels. Yeah. Go in there, and we'll feed you. But you have to stay down there. Don't come back up.
And
here.
then we eventually end up with like the Futurama mutant people that.
That's fine.
Yep. That's exactly what's gonna happen. I'm okay with it.
I mean,
as long as they're underneath and we can't see them, they don't come up.
We need like sundown laws for them. Like, Don't get caught up here at the dock, boy. Get down there. We got a live one over here. Okay.
But the question is, if someone doesn't want to be homeless anymore, can they emerge from the bowels, or do they have to stay down there?
Bro, Brazil rules, bro.
Yeah.
This is all Brazilian rules.
This is the life that's been chosen. This is what's going on.
So now people are born
yeah,
in the dark.
Yeah, 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 born in darkness. That's right. Stay down there. The only light that you should see is the fucking F train coming towards you to take you out.
That's terrible.
Go towards the light. Fuck.
Oh my god. No.
Nah, there before the grace of God go I. But like, nah, it's a sad thing. It is sad.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of homeless people who want to be homeless, so we can't forget them.
Okay, so then, like, the ones who want to be homeless, like, who are true to the game, let them. I like Big Boss's idea of putting them underground. You want to be homeless so bad? Okay, cool. Right. We got you.
Get out of the street.
Get out, me swamp. This is me swamp. You cannot go in me swamp.
I mean, to be fair, there are times, and I've brought this up before, and this is no diss at, you know, the general homeless population, but there are people who are aggressive, okay? And yep. You know, you're just minding your fucking business, yeah. And they're like just not taking no for an answer.
I'm gonna start hitting these motherfuckers in my cars. They keep running their ass in the middle of the goddamn street. This shit is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, bro. Oh,
I'm sick of that shit.
They do.
In my eyes, bro. You can point at your sign all day and give me no fucking money.
They look you directly in the eyes.
All right, I'm broke too, bitch. I got a fucking drug habit I gotta pay for. Ain't got no money for your ass.
And then they get mad at you like you're broke.
I tell them that shit too, bro. Yeah. No, I got a drug habit. Nope.
Sorry.
I can't afford both of my drug habit.
Exactly. Fuck out of here.
Do you want me to be out here with you? Like, exactly.
Yeah, then we both can't get drugs.
Right.
No. Don't be fucking selfish, Jerry.
No, I'm gonna be able to do it.
Stupid dumbass.
I'm gonna steal your corner.
You fucking stupid dumbass. How am I gonna get drugs if I give you money to get drugs? No, we both out here looking stupid.
Dumb.
Dumbass.
No, I think it's honestly selfish. Bro,
I'm telling you, I'm taking the corner over.
Oh, you do a whole house. You do a hostile takeover.
You goddamn right.
Oh,
this
wow.
Is my territory now, bitch. I better not put you on my corner if you're handling.
I'll grind you into a stew.
Do you want money?
Into a stew.
Do you want money that bad? You want these problems?
That's all you gotta do, bro. Get the first homeless person, just smoke them right then, bro.
That's right.
Take the meat right off the bone, bro. Right.
Oh
then,
my god.
Right
gosh. Then. And here's the thing, too. My oh my god.
Oh, buddy.
Anyways, so like also with the just a little bit more on the homeless thing. I don't know how to feel about the like sob stories that sometimes people try to, like, you know, they write out this whole essay on their board, or they have the kids with them. I've seen them.
That's the worst. I don't like that
when they have the kids, and it's like,
No, I don't like that.
Another thing that's really been pissing me off lately is the adults that have the young boys, the young black boys that play like football and shit with goddamn helmets out there.
Oh yeah, that's a classic. Money.
Yeah,
like, you need to have them do something fucking productive to be earning money. Don't be setting them up to have them begging. I don't like that shit.
No, I agree. Bro. Like, they could be doing something to earn money, right. Not just looking for a handout.
Right, do a car wash.
Yeah, but
sale.
That's
really
also
out
like
here begging like fucking bums, bro.
That's also like child labor laws exploitation, right there.
Straight up, dude.
Oh, she died.
I don't give a shit about child labor laws. Some of them motherfuckers need to work.
True. True.
They do it in China all the time. This is why we're behind, bro. This is why we're behind.
You kind of have a point.
We be coddling these little goddamn kids all the time. They could work, goddamn it.
No, really. Like, we're setting up our future generations to really, like, just not be shit.
To fail, yeah.
You know, we are definitely going to be Wally people.
Nah, man. They'll be cool. They talk about Gyat and Riz. And
did you know Riz is in the dictionary now?
No.
Yeah. Oxford recognized Riz as a word. Oxford Dictionary.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Quote me.
We're pretty sure though.
We're headed closer and closer to Idiocracy.
I like it though.
Nah, son.
It's kind of funny a little bit. It's kind of funny a little, at least like from the kids' perspective, because they kind of just like the, like their memes are very stupid. Like, I've never heard the word Ohio be mentioned so flippantly. Just for like anything that's just bad, it's just Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this girl I'm seeing, her she has, like, a 10-year-old son, and, like, he's always like, oh, this Taco Bell tastes like Ohio. And I'm like, what does that even mean, bro? And he's like, it's just not good. Like, have you been to Ohio? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, but, like, is Ohio good? He's like, I have family there. I'm like, okay, but
okay,
is it good or not? I don't know.
Why is Ohio, like, a slur now?
I don't know. I guess it's cursed land.
Ohio's just catching strays for what, bro? For what?
LeBron James comes from there. Can't be good.
Oh,
does he really?
That Cleveland. Makes sense.
Wow.
I believe.
I often forget that Cleveland what is attached to Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio.
That. Huh. You know, I'm gonna tell on myself, but this is just to show how terrible at geography Americans are. Unless you take the efforts to further, you know, educate yourself and learn, but like our school system just totally fucks us in terms of geography.
A little bit. It depends.
No, I think a lot, but anyways.
Like, I don't know, like, I couldn't tell you, like, national parks. I know that much.
And we live here.
Yeah.
That's true. And we live here.
Like, I keep hearing about, like, Yosemite, and people are like, oh, Yosemite has a volcano. I'm like, it's not Hawaii. How can it have a volcano?
It has a volcano?
Allegedly, yeah. Yeah. It has, like a super volcano or something like that.
It's not, like, an active volcano, but not currently, but when that shit goes off.
We're fucked.
It's supposed to destroy the country.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just, you know, we're just waiting to get.
We're living on borrowed time.
Yeah, we're
just sitting ducks.
Yeah. Is it a geyser?
It has a geyser.
I thought it was a volcano.
Is Old Faithful the volcano?
I don't fucking know. One of the
is that not what we were talking
Old
about?
Faithful.
Were we talking about Old Faithful?
I thought it was Yosemite. I thought Yosemite had the volcano.
Listen,
we'll get
fact checking on this in a second. The point I'm trying to make is that as Americans, our knowledge of America, let alone the rest of the world, is terrible. Yeah, but when I was a kid, I actually thought that I thought Chicago was a state.
Well, that's just you, dude.
No, that's not just me.
It's
Illinois.
That's just the Florida educational system, I think. Coming from not Florida schools, y'all.
In elementary, I went to school in Maryland.
Oh, I don't know nothing about Maryland educational, but apparently it's not good.
You were living the wire.
If you thought Chicago was a state.
Okay, I know I'm not the only one who thought some big cities were actually states because they only talked about the city and not the state. And like, I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not. I'm not accepting that. The point is.
No, there's a lot of people out there that were confused at the time. I'm sure. As children.
Yes, as a child. Like, I know now, obviously.
Well, I thought that, like.
How old of a child are we talking?
Like, elementary age, like 8.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, of course you're going to think that, yeah.
You know? But there's, like, other kids in other countries who definitely, like, can identify, you know, the parts of their country. And I don't know.
They got to start building our shoes.
Oh my god. Or like the flag thing. I've seen a lot of videos online where people bring up flags and like they're like quizzing randoms on the street, and usually people who are from like European countries or something, they're like pretty good at it. The Americans never get.
Europe is a lot smaller than America though. Like we got a lot of space, we got a lot of area.
Plus Europe is like made of countries. We have like states, so it's like it's a little bit different. You know, like the countries are like their own nations. Whereas, like,
I feel like we kind of have that though, in a way. Like they're states, but they're like little countries because they all have different rules. Like, yeah, we have a federal government, but there's still also like state laws that don't apply to other states.
That's true. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. But it's like, you would never see like
flags. Everyone has their own flag.
But you would never see like Alabama, like NATO or something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, he didn't want to see Alabama.
Like, man, we won't be our own fucking sovereign nation on this bitch.
No.
Like, you would never see, like, the UN acknowledge fucking Tennessee.
No, they wouldn't. But they could.
You think so? Do you want that?
Nobody wants that.
you want people to be, do you want UN to be like Memphis 10? Stand the fuck up. Do you want that? No.
No.
Yeah, if anything, we need to take away some of the power they have right now.
There you go. I don't even know what power they have.
Whatever they do in their state, bro. I'm not trying to go and find out.
True.
To be honest with you.
I think Tennessee has legalized weed.
Do they?
I think so.
I mean, most, what's it? Over half of the country has legalized weed, right?
True.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Fact check it.
More than 50% of the states have legalized either medical or recreational marijuana.
Okay, well, now that you said medical or recreational, maybe.
A lot of Tennessee's issue is you're not going to find anybody up there if they want to hide out in the mountains.
Yeah.
Plus, for all the weed they do have, they don't have any dental and a surplus of Mountain Dew air, so.
It's a trade-off.
The
Appalachies.
The Appalachers.
Would you ever go hiking in the Appalachians?
I don't know how far I would go.
Yeah,
that's like a 2 month trek, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a long time, bro. I don't know about that, but you could do like a week or something, right?
I'd do like a day. I'm being realistic. I don't care that much. Like I give it like a good day, maybe 2 days to get back. But other than that, let me see how far I can get on one day. Okay, I got this far. All right, that's fine.
You're not worried about the mountain folks?
That's why I might just give me a day. Like, I know, like, if I go, like, the further I go in, the longer I'm there, I'm bound to run into some mountain folks. So it's like, let me just limit that. That I don't worry about here. Like, yeah. A ding, 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 ding. You know what I mean? Bite down on the rice? No, thank you, sir.
No, I think that's pretty valid. Yeah. You know, you never know what those mountain folks are going to be up to.
Nah, dude, I've seen fucking, what's it called? Wrong Turn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those movies are great.
I've only seen the first one.
Like four, maybe five.
Like, how many times can you fucking just like keep getting killed? It's like, bro, like, you know what I mean? it can't be the same fucking family.
No, I don't think it is. I haven't seen it in a while, but... Hold on. I'm being shown a map here. I don't know what this map means.
There's dark blue is the ones where the recreational is legal.
Okay.
The other ones is medicinal. So okay. All the gray ones is the one that are gay. The gay states are the gray states.
Super gay.
Super gay. Oh, wow. Gay, so, yeah, I guess states. That is over half because there's only 11, it looks like, 11 states that are not.
Yeah.
Like, literally all the gray states are the broke-ass states, if you think about it.
And they're going to remain broke because they ain't got that Texas. Weed money, baby.
Texas is fucking retarded, so of course
Texas is its own thing, bro.
They do a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time for they also
And Georgia?
Yeah, all the Georgia. Terrible
Once again, all the terrible states. Pretty much.
No.
Yeah. And some Midwestern.
It's mostly like Midwest. And, well, yeah, I guess Southeast.
It's like a L. Yeah.
Huh. Is that Tennessee?
I think Tennessee, they do have legal in some sense.
But that looks gray. I don't know. Is that not Tennessee? It doesn't have the letters. And once again, as we discuss, I'm not well-versed
in geography. No.
There's no letters on that map. It's hard to tell.
As you have just put on display.
Okay, was that Tennessee? Oh, it's illegal.
Yeah, Tennessee's trash. All right, we talked about Diddy, right?
Diddy.
We did.
Okay. Diddy Epstein.
I would just like to point out how much I'm loving
P. Kelly.
50 Cent's pettiness with the Diddy situation.
Bro, undefeated.
Because they've been at war forever, but this nigga said he's going to do a documentary called Surviving P. Diddy.
Bro,
did he do it or didn't he? Or something?
did he do it or did he not?
50 Cent's pettiness is what I aspire to be, bro.
Bro, he is the best, bro.
I absolutely love it,
bro. Like,
that actually is celebrity like beef is an interesting thing.
I've been calling 50 Cent 50 Chauvin because he's been just knee on Diddy's neck. Just for the last like week.
Oh, did you guys hear Chauvin just got stabbed like 22 times in prison?
I heard about that shit, bro.
Yeah, boy. Oh.
Somebody was having fun.
That's terrible.
Really? Yeah.
Is it?
I mean.
Is it?
I guess not.
Is it terrible?
I mean, I don't.
To him, it's awful. Yeah, to him, it's terrible. I get that.
Yeah.
But, yikes. I think that he's. I think that he survived too.
He survived.
I think that he survived.
Mr. Derek.
Is that worse though? Would you want to be stabbed 22 times and live?
Dude, like getting stabbed 22 times is like, man, like you hate me?
Clearly. Clearly.
Like what the fuck did I do to you, bro? Jesus. In particular. Yeah, that is passion.
Well, then, I mean, I feel like at that point, I'm like wondering, okay, so is he going to try again or like?
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're going to have to move him somewhere else, but that doesn't mean somebody else won't try. There's people in there that are, you know, you can try to, they're trying to get famous. You get a name off killing them.
That dude was just like, fuck you, 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 fuck you.
He might have got paid to do it.
Probably, yeah.
It's a possibility.
Who do you think paid him off, the Latin Kings?
I mean, if you're going to. If you're gonna kill somebody, I would say you.
It was
know.
A Mexican dude who did it.
Was it?
It was a Mexican dude.
Nice.
A Mexican dude.
All right. Like, I know he said he did it for like BLM.
You talking shit.
This is for.
He okay. Didn't.
He said he did it for BLM.
But no, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody didn't have a hit on him in there. Somebody probably like, hey, go hit. Go, get that nigga.
Yeah, he's like, got, and of course, you know, they
and he's a dirty cop, so you know. Got, yeah. They he's got, prompt yeah. Target.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, he did it to himself.
Smart move to kind of wait till like the heat died down off the case and then do it, you know, like wait till people like, kind of like forget about him and yeah. It's like yeah. Oh yeah, eating fucking chip beef today, bitch.
He's gonna be eating shit, bro. Be like a cartoon drinking water. He's gonna have water coming out of all his holes, bro.
Like I wonder how sweet he thought shit was up until that point, just walking around being like yeah, you know, prison ain't that fucking bad. I don't see why people are like, ah, it's so scary. Yeah, you get a workout in 3 square. Fuck! Just, shit!
Good. I hope they keep mentally breaking that motherfucker. Hopefully he stays alive. As soon as he gets healed, I hope somebody rapes his ass in there.
Bro. Damn. Yeah, he might get that Adebisi. He might get that Adebisi.
Get stabbed another 22 times.
Oof.
Ew.
Eat some glass spaghetti.
Torture that motherfucker. That's fine.
They might hit him with a Glock Dookie.
I'm alright with it.
They might hit him with the Glock Dookie in the shower.
That's...
Or after the shower. Ooh, that'd be even more menacing.
Ew.
Yeah. Circle the wagons on that motherfucker.
Oof. Or the Dookie 47.
The Dookie.
Get that butt.
Did you guys know that, you know, like the Scared Straight shows and stuff?
Yeah.
And like all that? That most of the kids who went on those shows actually ended up in prison. Or jail?
Well, they were already criminals.
Yeah, they were.
That's why they were on.
A lot of times, so no, not all those kids were like. Sometimes it'd be like petty ass shit though that their parents were like, "Oh, my kid
beat my ass. My kid set my house on fire.
My kid doesn't clean their room. My
kid's still in the car.
No,
he's fucking still my goddamn.
I mean,
car.
Yeah, there were some actual like LaMilton fucking ass kids
he comes
on there.
In the house. He's drunk as shit.
They were gonna.
He's setting a dog on fire.
Ooh.
I fucking hate this shit.
That's a demon.
They were gonna end up in prison anyway.
Fucking kid. Taking my fucking gun out of the safe. I don't know what he's doing.
Uh oh.
But yeah, no, it's just innocent. They being innocent though. They just committing horrible crimes and getting off because they're kids. But no, I feel like the reason it didn't have any effect because like they knew when the cameras went off, they got to go home. I feel like if they knew for a fact, nah, y'all little niggas are stuck in here for the night. They were at right.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think the scaring tactics would work?
Obviously, you got to watch out for them because you can't have no grown fucking men in there with jits. You don't want that happening. But it's like, no, just, you know, y'all niggas staying in here for the night. We'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, they'd be all right. I don't think
they would. I would put like a low level offender in there. You got to have like one pedophile in there with them. Just to kind of like, I mean, obviously, like you watch him, obviously, but kind of just kind of show him, hey, stop playing, like stop fucking around, dude, or you will come back.
Oh my god!
Have all the heat ashes come out, parade around him.
Nah, dude, I think that
like, I get the idea, but I think that it was always like a misguided effort because I don't know. It's just like the idea of like these, especially the kids that were actually like piece of shit kids, like bad, like this kid, done went off the wagon. Those kids are not gonna like be receptive to adults they don't know, like just screaming in their face, trying to like intimidate them. In fact, those kids are like, you know, just in their head, oh, this dumb motherfucker, like they don't care.
That's why you need like the low level pedophile in there. Like they need a Baba Yaga. They gotta have something in there to kind of just be like, oh fuck. Like,
you know what there's I mean? No escaping.
Yeah, like not even like a pedophile, but just like a dude who like he peed near a park and now he has to like, you know, serve his time or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they can just lie and be like, yeah, we kind of doing some real nasty shit to kids. You know what I mean? Just to kind of fuck with the kids a little bit, put it in their heads that like, oh yeah,
you want to mentally scar them.
Exactly. But just enough to kind of make them like stop fucking off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they still end up in there.
Put them in the war with the Aryans.
Yeah, they probably got in there.
Put them in the Aryans.
Oh God!
They get eaten alive.
They probably got in there during Scare Straight and started learning how to, you know, learning how to live in there.
Yeah,
they got used to it, bro. They were already little juvie bastards.
So. Yeah, yeah. But also, yeah. It's like, yeah,
that's right. Yeah, they need to please. Like, you need to please Johnson.
Maybe if it wasn't like on TV. And like they didn't have like that public shame to kind of go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Maybe that would have changed something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just like it seems like something that created like extra trauma for people that and it didn't really have like too much of a benefit. Like it just added to already shitty situations. I don't know. Jail is an interesting thing, especially in this country. The prison. Did you know in California, because we were talking about California earlier, that they spend like over $100,000 per inmate, like to keep someone a year to keep someone incarcerated.
Oh yeah, food matter.
Bro, the food that they're giving them cannot be that expensive.
They're giving them it's grade A gruel.
They're giving them gruel. Yeah. Not, bro, there's no way. It can't be that expensive.
It is. No, the prison system there is like $8 billion fucking industry.
Yeah, because they're claiming that they spend $100 million on every inmate, which they do not. That's a fucking lie. They just up the price on
They're
stuff.
Just lying and be like, I spent a lot of money on these guys.
Yeah. And they're just keeping the money.
Exactly. That's all for profit. That's
disturbing because it's like, again, it's supposed to rehabilitate people.
No, and then they make them do jobs and then, you know, it's pretty much
free.
Like slave labor.
Yeah.
It's not free, but it's cents.
Yeah.
It's cents.
They're getting paid by the penny.
5 cents an hour or some shit like that, bro. It's ridiculous. Slave labor.
It is.
And then the prisons are privately owned, so like...
Yeah. And then it's set up in a way that even when you get out, like, it's hard for you to, like, you know, find jobs outside of, you know...
What do you call it? Recidivism or something like that?
Yeah, the recidivism rate.
Yeah.
How often they're going back in there.
Yeah, that shit.
Well, it's definitely a thing because they get a record, and then what's the first thing cops do when they see you? They get your ID. They search to see if you have any warrants, but they also search to see if you've ever been arrested, and then they start harassing your ass.
Mm. And when you're in fucking prison, it's not like you're fucking learning anything fucking useful.
Right.
So you're going to fucking be in fucking criminal activities and pick that shit up.
Other than how to
some people can learn stuff.
They do learn.
They took that shit away. They don't got actual classes anymore.
They do learn.
They don't.
Yeah, they learn like the wrong shit.
Yeah, they learn how to be better criminals.
The state.
People can still get degrees, I think.
They started killing off those programs.
Oh.
They did it for a reason. Everybody. They're like, oh, these motherfuckers don't need to learn anything. When they started getting rid of, like, conjugal visits and not letting you see your family one-on-one, they started taking away the classes and shit.
Wow.
Like, they literally don't give a fuck no more. It's like straight up dehumanization. Yeah, and they want motherfuckers keep going back in.
They don't want people to get better. They have to have them there for the workforce. You gotta have a workforce for 5 cents on 5 cents an hour.
No, it really is. It's a sad time.
And that's why you can literally get arrested for the dumbest shit. Little people forgetting, like, you can get caught up on the dumbest shit, and now you're in fucking prison. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
No.
So hey, did you pay your taxes 2 years ago? Oh, you didn't? Come on, buddy. Let's go. It's like, goddamn it.
Right,
like,
you're under arrest. Like, y'all would have to pay me. The house is mine.
You can break one and do my taxes.
No. You owe the government. What do you think this is?
You are a continual check as long as you on this earth.
Yep. Isn't that why like I pay into my taxes so that we have to worry about paying my taxes at the end of the fucking year? Like, y'all take the money out all the fucking
Like, literally,
time.
You know how much I got.
Yeah, y'all know how much I'll pay for it. Y'all
literally know how much money I made.
So why you being like, okay, but where's the rest of it?
Like, what do you mean, dude?
That's taking out your sales tax. You
fucking
shit that you bought.
You're fucking assholes.
You take the money out of your check, tax that, and then you gotta pay taxes on everything you buy. Every single thing. So it's double tax, bro.
It's all a scam.
I hate the Antichrist.
It is a complete scam.
It's all a scam.
The Antichrist being the government?
Yes. I hate the Antichrist.
Accurate.
America, America.
I say that as a patriot. I hate the fucking Antichrist.
God shed his light on thee.
Yeah.
I don't remember the rest of that song.
And proud thy good with brotherhood
from she to sign, shining she.
Y'all can't be making fun of the Asian people. There's an Asian hate bill. They'll throw your ass in jail.
Dude, fuck.
You're going to be part of that. You're going to be part of that 5 cent workforce.
Oh, shit, true.
No.
I'm a quote Muhammad Ali. Ain't no Viet Cong ever called me nigga.
Swear.
What?
That's what he said. Like when they wanted him to go fight in Nam, he was like, "Nah, dude, I'm not fighting in Nam."
Yeah,
they're
talking about they're trying to draft him into the army, and he's like, "I don't have a problem with the Chinese, and none of them have ever called me nigga like the one you know like people here in America." He's like, "I ain't got no beef with them."
Yeah,
fair.
Respect. So has any Viet Cong ever called you nigga or what?
No, I don't think so. Back to my face.
Do we have a prize for you?
I'm about to say, open door number one.
No, but Mitch got called Hamas.
True, Hamas Mitch. Muslim, muzzed out Mitch.
I still think that's so fucked up, bro.
Changing a tire at a church, and this lady is sitting in the parking lot, and I kind of walk around the building, and I see her, and I don't recognize her, and I don't think she's supposed to be there, so I don't think anything of it. I leave, and come back around to my teammate, and the person that was there for the church, talking to the lady, and she says she's got a flat tire. So they bring out a jack and set it down, and I just go about my work, start to jack the tire up, you know, just cranking the jack, and not saying anything. I got a headphone in, so I'm listening to Dune, which is kind of ironic.
Wow.
A little ironic there. Okay. Casually. Going there, but as I'm pulling up the tire, I hear her, and she's like, you know, is this a church? And she's explaining that AAA was on the way, but they were going to be like an hour, and it was lucky that she stopped here, and like, you know, this was where she was called to stop. She said, you know, is this church for Jesus Christ, or is it a Muslim church? And the guy kind of laughed it off, and he's like, it's a Pentecostal church. And she goes, oh, okay, because, you know, I didn't know if Hamas didn't want me here or not.
What?
Referring to Mitch as Hamas.
You know, as just an organization.
As a terrorist organization.
As a democratically elected. Democratically elected.
Bro. Black Mitch. Black Mitch, you've been in the sun too much. People starting to think you A-Rap, boy.
That's what's so fucked up. It's fucked up on many levels.
I had to shave my entire beard all around. Yeah.
You gotta clean it up.
Bro,
you gotta clean it up because they got scraggly beards. You gotta,
not sure,
gotta
yeah,
you
gotta
that's fucking
separate yourself.
That's true, yeah. They will come for you. That's a good point.
That's so fucked. Like what?
Nah, you know what? The real fucked up thing is I can't even go paragliding anymore. Somebody's look at me real hard.
That's shameful, and you're helping this bitch wear her tire or on her car, and she gonna call you Hamas, bro?
the boat Mitch goes near any type of like aircraft, they're just gonna be like, go back.
So sorry, sir.
Cavity check.
go back.
We need to inspect your shoes real quick. You don't mind, do you?
Just you got clear. No, you don't.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No TSA pre-check for you, buddy.
Yeah, nah, we're checking you out personally.
Bro, yeah.
So last Christmas, we're going up to the wife and I are headed up to the Badlands of North Dakota, yeah. And we're going through Sanford Airport, which is not much of an airport. It's kind of like a shoebox with some shit
so tiny to it.
And as we're going through, I'm like, yeah, "Honey, you made sure everything's out of your bag, right? Everything's good." Oh, yeah, nothing. So we go through and she scans her thing, and the TSA agent's staring at her. He goes, "Can you come over to the side here?" And she pulls it over, and my wife had forgotten that she had this little key on a keychain thing that was a razor blade when you switched it out, shaped like a key, and they're just staring at us, and I'm, like, scooching away from her. You know, because here I am, getting ready for North Dakota winter. Like, I'm ready,
yeah.
Facially for that. But, you're getting some hard stares. So then on the way back, I'm like, "Did you check your bag? You got no knives, right? You know, I don't want to be random bag check. Let's be cool." We have our son with us, and I think a daughter at this point. Yeah, daughter at that point also. And so as we're going back out, we get stopped again by TSA. And I'm looking back, and I'm like, "What in the fuck?" And the TSA woman goes, "Was it your wife that was holding the bag, or was it you?"
Oh, well, what difference does that make?
Her. Yeah, I'm like, "It was her."
It was her.
I didn't look at her. I'm
my God.
You know, let's save me some rubber gloves here.
What?
Let's save all of us a little time. She's very white. So, sending her through. And I'm like, looking, I'm like, "Okay, what could it have been?" So I'm staring. I've got my phone out at this point recording her. And they pull out her mom, bless her heart, had taken the formula and just poured it in this little clear container. So we had this big thing of baby formula in a Tupperware. And they're over on the side with, like, this chemist dude who's, like, scooping some out and, like, shaking it. And everyone's, like, looking real intense. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so.
I thought you had anthrax, but it's Similac.
We love that.
What the fuck?
We love that. And what difference does it make? I mean, you're, because if you were carrying the bag, it's still, like, you're a party. You're all traveling together.
Nah,
like, that's.
Hell nah. Look at this. You see his beard? The moment they saw that beard and they connected it to that powder, they'd be like, "No.
No."
Started gloving up, boy.
I was trying to figure out, like, I was trying to make eye contact because I wanted to see if they'd be like, pull her to the side and be like, Is he taking you somewhere against your will? We saw your shade and his shade.
Man, blink twice if you need assistance. Oh my God.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. I'm so sorry you've been profiled in such ways.
In inaccurate ways, that's really fucked
that's
up.
That's the exactly. thing. It's like, yeah.
You're catching strays. For
I think that happened with Sean a couple times too.
That
I mentioned.
Not.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Sean.
Yeah, Sean said the same thing happened with him because he looks kind of like Middle Eastern also.
He does.
I can see it.
Yeah. He's got a beard now too, so it's like, "Ooh, buddy."
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
So he's really playing, huh?
He's opting in.
Oh. Yeah. He's leaning full in.
He's like, "Yeah, okay. You're getting that pat down, bro.
Definitely.
Stop playing."
Oh my God. Oh my God, this bitch is No. Okay, just for the listeners on the screen right now. on the screen, the man was trying to skydive and his foot got stuck as he was going out of the plane.
Like
got stuck on a
like a seatbelt.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and was just so he's just halfway dangling. unfortunately, so that that seems scary. Oh,
this video is too good. Abort.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
But yeah, You know, tough times. Tough times out here.
You ain't lying. It's hard out here.
For a pimp?
It's hard out here for a pimp.
For a P-I-M-P?
For a pimp.
Why'd you say it like that?
That's how hard it is for a pimp. Can't make that money for the real.
That's an Atlanta pimp.
Ew.
I'm light skinned, I'm bisexual from Atlanta, and I'm a pimp. I'm love you, girl.
Ew. Just ew. No. No. Throw it away.
There's a lot of desperate women in Atlanta. They're following
a light skinned, bisexual pimp. From
that's about 55% of the population.
That sounds like it could be like a whole character. I'd like to know him.
Now, he's bisexual. Is he pimping? Is he just pimping women? Is he pimping niggas also?
Nah, he pimping niggas also.
You got to.
Okay, that's where the money's at, bro, boy.
You're maximizing. You're doubling it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get all the cash.
It's like the same logic as to why the government let women work. It's like you want double income. You want double tax rate. Yeah. So it makes sense.
Or just, you know, allowing women to make decisions for themselves about what they want to do.
Happened, was it Sweden?
No, that was Sweden.
Where women went on strike, a huge workforce of women went on strike and said they wanted equal rights and everything.
Oh.
Leaving a day where it was just men, and they reported heavy incline of productivity and that the national wage did not drop at all that day.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, there was no noticeable change in the workforce. Like, shit backfired real hard.
Wait.
I don't believe this. This is a lie.
Wait, but what about human resources?
That's where most departments were lacking.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, but without the women there, there weren't any arguments. So
exactly.
Nobody needed HR.
Dude just hashed it out. Yeah, the guy just like, all right, dude, like, are we cool or not?
Right. We fight it out and then we're done with it.
This is propaganda. It
doesn't.
It sounds like propaganda to me.
It doesn't sound like propaganda
to me.
Sorry.
It was Iceland.
Oh, Iceland. Terrible mistake.
This fake news.
Wait, so they're really fake news.
So they're
arguing for equal rights, and I'm just curious, like what rights do the men have there that the women don't have there?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Equal pay for what?
Here's what I don't understand about the pay thing. That doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make sense about it?
If a company could get away with paying an employee less money than another employee, why would the workforce not be completely women? Why would a company hire a man if they could just pay a woman less?
Because they don't respect women or think that women can do the jobs that men can do.
You're not really answering the question, though.
Yeah, I am answering the questions. That's why they wouldn't just have a bunch of women, because they don't believe in the competence of women.
But there are women there, so they're doing some of it.
Yeah, to meet a status quo. That's it. They don't actually... Men in those positions do not believe in the competence of women, and it's not because that women can't do it. It's just because...
Is it demonstrably a thing that they just can't prove? They can't show that they...
There's a lot of jobs that most women can't do that men do, and the pay difference is off because they don't include the jobs like guys that work at oil rigs and stuff that make
or construction
large amounts of money or things that require heavy lifting that most women aren't going to be able to do. Like, you're not going to be able to do these.
They could
jobs.
Do it if they wanted
but they,
to,
but they don't. When they don't want to, they don't want to work. They don't want to work in the heat.
They choose.
They don't want to work outside.
They choose not to do it, and that's nobody's fault but theirs, bro.
No, that's fair. I mean, I agree that it's not anyone's fault for the jobs that you choose not to take. Oh,
but because those are the better paying jobs, that's why it seems like there's a lack in. And the payment, because they're not able to do those jobs, but they also don't want to do those jobs. There's not really a lot of female garbage people.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of female garbage people. They're choosing not to do those jobs, and they have all the opportunity in the world to do it. That's nobody's fault
Yeah, women, y'all bad. Y'all can
choose,
do it too. Shit.
Yeah, women choose the cushy jobs. They want to be teachers and whatever social
human resources
shit, yeah, social they're in the social jobs and the government jobs, but they don't want to do the hard shit.
Listen.
They want equal representation in the jobs that they want them in, but they don't want equal representation in the jobs that they don't want to do.
Woo!
They're not fighting for equal representation to be like, yeah. I mean, like I said, garbage people. They're not in the.
Yes,
not,
they are. Women do want to be able to be garbage people. Like,
in the sewer.
Wow.
That's the whole. No, the whole point no, of don't. Actual feminism no, is that if you want don't. To, you should be able to pursue
you
it.
Survey 100 women, and how many do you think are really going to want to work sanitation jobs?
Can I say?
Okay, you could survey 100 men, and how many of them do you think are really going to want to work at the sanitation job? That's just a job that in general people don't want to fucking do.
There's a lot of male. There's more male janitors. Though than there are female janitors.
Okay, but that doesn't mean they wanted to do it.
Nobody wants to do anything and fucking work, so I get that, but what I'm saying is women at more of a percentage do not want to do these jobs. All I'm saying is you can't be choosy and wanting the equal representation. You gotta have equal representation everywhere. So get your ass in the oil fields. We need equal representation on the front line. They don't want that.
I agree.
They just, I just saw some shit like the Military Times. The Army just celebrated their first female sniper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, she's going to need help with directions probably. Yeah. At certain points. And
no worries. There's going to be 5 days out of the month where she's not going to be able to.
Or 9 months out of the year.
She's not going to be able to see straight.
9 months out of the year where she'd be completely fucking useless. Just like, ah. Like she might as well be a teacher.
Gosh.
Can I say that as a nigga that used to work in like wastewater construction or whatever? Like, all right, so like there's so we have like water construction, we have wastewater construction. I have seen women work the water construction, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen only two.
Okay.
They don't last very long. And I remember I asked one of them, like, hey, like, why don't you come to the wastewater side? And they're like, no. It's nasty. You guys are gross. And it's like, yeah, but it's the same thing. You're just working with clean water as opposed to just shit water. You know what I mean? And she's like, no. So I mean, like you know, when given a choice, they'll choose the easier option, or you know, the softer option. I should say.
I mean, but again, when you're talking about things like that, I feel like most people would. I don't think that it's that far of.
We get paid more though.
But somebody, yeah, that's what, yeah. If you want the pay, then
if you want the pay, then yeah, you'll.
That's what we're saying. You're not getting the pay because you're not doing the job.
I'm just saying, like, a woman. It's true. It's kind of like if you want the money, okay.
And you got to be able to do it the same way that a man can do it. You got to do the test the same way. You can't be a firefighter and then not be able to carry a certain amount of weight.
Yeah, at least like one person.
Plus all of your gear.
Yeah, you can't just carry like your emotional baggage. You have to be able to carry.
Wow.
A person. You have to be able to carry a person.
They can't even carry their emotional baggage in those big ass purses.
Damn. What is this? I'm like. What the fuck is this propaganda bullshit?
It's not propaganda. Hey, blame Iceland, nigga.
I just get so sick of seeing.
Don't get mad at us. Get mad at Iceland.
I get so sick of seeing some of the dumb comments and shit on the internet, and all these dumb bitches are banding together, making no fucking goddamn sense. It's ridiculous, bro. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Bro, come on.
Banding together about what?
About everything that they think. Everything. Whatever a bitch says.
Girl, you won't believe what the.
Even if it's fucking stupid, bro. They just fucking all. Goddamn agree with each other.
They do enable like the dumbest wrong, shit.
There is a such thing as like toxic
they're hypocritical.
Whatchamacallit?
They hate
when people just like blindly agree with whoever they identify with kind of thing. Like
that weird like dogmatic bullshit or whatever.
Yeah, or like, you know, people, a lot of black people do that too. Oh, like, yeah. The black, great, because I'm black. And it's like, okay, but you know, or it could be men do it too. You know, they want to.
Only insofar as whatever's being talked about is actually logical and correct.
Yeah. Dudes disagree all the fucking time.
Yeah. Like, dudes will disagree if they genuinely think that, like, something's wrong.
Dudes get into fights with each other all the time. They start talking shit to each other all the time online because they disagree with shit. But the women will just band fucking together and just be so fucking.
Because you got to be on call, girl.
You can't fucking sit here and get mad at somebody for, you know, talking about fat bitches And then you are sitting here talking about dudes with small dicks openly talking about, I would never fucking, you know, gotta have this big of a fucking dick or whatever.
You can't, you can't have a shrimp emoji. Have
no little fucking dick, blah, blah, blah. But you can't, but as soon as somebody says something about your fat ass needing to lose weight, it's a goddamn problem.
Dude, I've been fat shaming pussy lately. I've been fat shaming pussy. I think it's funny when girls are like, oh, me pussy fat. And I'm like, yeah, you need to lose some weight.
Yeah,
your pussy should lose some weight.
Not dude. Supposed to be fat.
Yeah, your pussy should not be fat. Like, that's.
I don't know why that's a popular. I don't know why that's a popular thing.
It's not good.
I got a fat pussy.
Yeah, in fact, could you?
Bitch, take that shit out somewhere.
You got fat lips.
I am in shock.
You got some exercises for that motherfucker.
Yo, that pink knuckle.
Oh, what?
That moose knuckle.
She like sweet potato.
A sweet potato.
Not sweet potato, like a sweet potato. You know how they go to little creases and shit. But he's
creases?
Fat.
No.
I don't get the fat pussy thing. I don't get it.
It's interesting. I fucks with it a little. I fucks with it. It can't be too fat.
You fucks with it.
It can't be too fat.
I just find it to be hilarious.
I just think it's funny that like body positivity has gone that far where right, it's like bro. Like me pussy has to be fat also. But you're like I don't get that shit. Like, I don't understand it.
I think that body positivity can definitely be aggressive.
Yeah.
And some of its rhetoric.
And it's unequal. There's.
And it is unequal because there is still a lot of like talk about, like you said, there's a lot of criticism for men in terms of how they look. Whereas with women, you know, you're not allowed to.
You gotta be extra sensitive.
Yeah.
And talk about how fat they are, or how old they are.
Only when it comes to their pussy can you talk about how fat they are.
Yep. Only pussy can be fat.
Only the pussy. Or the ass.
Yeah.
Fat ass is good too.
They swear that Lizzo is beautiful, but if you tell them they look like Lizzo, they get upset.
Buddy. Oh, wow.
Speaking of
whoa
wild
there.
Shit, you know, I just found out today, since we're talking about insanity, do you know people actually get their, like, lips tattooed?
Yeah.
No, tattoo what? Like
a color. Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, like, I know about I knew about tattoo makeup
like
eyeliner and shit, but they tattoo color lips.
They tattoo color.
Yeah, like permanent lipstick.
That's what I said. Like this is pure insanity at this point. It's like that's being extra. It's like that's being extra.
But and here's the thing, because like I do understand the argument that a lot of people have or a lot of women have, like, oh, you know, our looks have always been under scrutiny by men and the media and society and blah, 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 society. Blah, blah. But my thing is that equally on the other side, like if you don't like that pressure, then don't also do that same thing.
Don't play into
you know
it.
What I mean?
You know,
like
what men are saying, oh, you need to put on more makeup. Like what dudes are saying that? I've never heard a dude say that.
Dudes with ugly girlfriends.
Dudes with ugly girlfriends know that they got ugly girlfriends.
I would assume
they're just happy to be getting pussy, bro.
I don't know.
Consistent cooch.
Yeah.
Right. That's all they give a shit about. They don't care.
Fair.
A lot of dudes have ugly ass fucking girlfriends.
True.
And well, maybe she's not ugly to them.
They'll still parade them around.
Yeah,
like
she's beautiful to me.
I had a friend in Iowa that was dating this bitch that was a fucking troll, bro. She looked like a fucking troll, straight up. Ooh. A fucking gremlin.
Yeah.
I was
oh,
like,
no.
Oh, but she's got a golden vagina. Yeah, but the rest of her is fucking trash.
Did her hair like stand up like the wishing trolls
she
too?
She had super short fucking hair, damn near a buzz cut. She looked like a fucking gremlin, bro.
Oh, dude, nah.
I'll show you a picture.
Well, you know, listen, if God don't make no trash, and it's like, you know, if
the
he,
fuck he does.
If that's what he loves, then you know what? So long as it's between two consenting adults, that's all that matters. They're having fun.
I mean, they can have fun, but don't. Don't pray, no.
We ain't gonna lie. We ain't gonna lie. You know, you like what you like. You know what I'm saying?
I like what I like.
You know.
I think. there was something Billie Eilish said recently where people were calling her out.
That's because interesting she like fucker when you think about it.
She's an interesting
Billie
what?
Eilish, she very interesting.
Billie Eilish. Like, yeah. She's a fucking dyke, bro.
She's not a dyke. She's bi.
That's not what it is.
Whatever.
She's kind of like she got a little she's missing the chromosome a little bit. I like
it. She got mad recently because somebody on there, she went to a red carpet and somebody, so one of the reporters brought up her sexuality or whatever and she got upset. But weeks before that, she was like saying, she was telling a different reporter how she was into girls and how she thinks that girls are beautiful and all this shit. So like, why would you get upset? Why would they not think that that's okay when you brought it up?
Yeah. She's also like, what, like 20 or something like that? So she's gonna do like she's gonna say
she's
stupid
22.
Shit. So she's gonna say like, you know, she's in that young bitch shit where it's like, oh yeah, I'm bisexual, but you'll be bisexual to like you're 28.
Now she's got a wig on there, but she's got
that's a very unfortunate looking woman. God bless her. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, homely. That's a great way to put it. Yeah, homely. Yeah.
Anyways, no, what I was gonna say.
That's a wig though, too. That's enhanced. This is enhanced.
This is enhanced.
Because that's not her hair.
Oh shit.
That's fake hair.
But what I was gonna bring up about Billie Eilish is she was doing an interview and made a comment about how men never have to worry about their bodies and how they look and stuff like that, and then a bunch of people called her out about it. It was just like, aren't you the same one who's literally talked about why are these hot girls dating ugly men or some shit like that? Like, there definitely is a double standard.
She had a woman moment. That's what it sounds there's like. It sounds like she had a woman a moment.
I mean, yeah, she was definitely a woman moment.
What is lying. A woman? What?
I'll tell you why it's a lie. This is why it's a lie to even say that. Because it's like, women stay attacking dudes on like their hair. Like, yeah. Oh, yo, you jit, that's why you're losing your hair.
You're hat fishing.
Yep, hat fishing, all that
that's
shit.
That's the number one go to. Oh, you're bald head ass.
Talk about short kings. They talk about the short kings. Don't
that's a compliment, that. A short yeah, but king.
I take it as more of like a backhanded compliment.
But they won't date
as a short nigga, yeah, it's a backhand. No, don't call me a short king. I'll kill you. Yeah, like, I know what you're doing.
Right, because you're still calling them short.
Yeah, you're still calling me short.
You're bringing up an insecurity.
Yeah, which is fine. Now, somebody, I lean into
if somebody
it.
Call you a fucking hippo queen, a fat queen, yeah, you're gonna be fucking upset. Yeah, it's gonna be a goddamn
my type 2 diabetic problem. Queen. Like, yeah, right. Like it'd be a fucking.
It's gonna be a war.
I mean, it's no because people you can put it on like people do say like tall king, tall queen, you know, short queen. It could be.
I've never heard tall king or tall queen.
No.
Really?
Never. Not this is the first time. I'm here for the first time. Wow.
Yeah, when it's something you like, you don't have to call
I'm
the king,
pretty right? sure.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I think you just made that up.
No.
I think you might have just created something.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty confident.
Well, I do know, like, as a tall girl, you get called a basketball player. All the time. That says,
you have utility. You could be good at this sport.
Tall girls are also models. There's not really a lot of short 4'10" models. Usually it's like tall females. That
statuesque almost.
It's not a problem if you are in the group that's fucking
above average height.
Yeah, that's the good group.
I disagree because again, as a girl, and there's like for girls it's not usual to be tall. So like it definitely does come with, you know, those negative insecurities and stuff. Yeah. And the negative, like, or backhanded compliments. It's not necessarily negative, like, because sometimes people are just trying to be, you know.
Yeah, but people just have a problem with the insecurities that they have. Another double standard is the goddamn colorism thing. If I keep hearing that shit and it's irritating as fuck, bro. Anytime somebody says something about being light-skinned, it's a problem. But anytime somebody says, oh, I want a dude that's tall, dark, and handsome, they don't fucking scream his goddamn colorism against light-skinned people. It's always an issue. It's only the people that have the issue that are fucking sensitive about it. And it's irritating. Be equal about it or shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'd rather they just shut the fuck up and just let me make fun of you for being light skinned.
Right, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Let me just make fun of you for being
light skinned. Light skinned motherfuckers since the DeBarges in the '80s.
I'm about to say, yeah. let me just keep doing it. Right. It doesn't have to be an ism. It doesn't have to be.
Everybody that's light skinned is gay. Yeah. Like it's a fucking
that's
proud,
really
bro. Like it's crazy. Nobody says shit about that. We were just talking about this earlier at the beginning of the show.
Wow.
Please check out. Stop the double standards.
# stop the double standards.
This is fact checked by a true patriot.
That's right.
Let's go.
Running for president.
Come on.
2030.
Yeah, that's right.
Nah, I'd be like 2032.
How old I gotta be? 45?
No, 35, 36,
right?
There's not gonna be an election for that year.
35? 2032, there'd be an election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We'll qualify.
Okay. Do you think by 2032 they'll have Grand Theft Auto 7?
No.
No.
By then it'll be cheaper. It'll be like 80% off. And then I'll buy it.
Bro, aren't they charging like... Aren't they going to charge like 100? I thought I saw like something like 120 bucks for the game or some shit like that. For the new one that's coming out.
They better have all the fucking DLC with it then, if that's the case. Because if that's just like
you
base.
No, they're not. And they don't even give you a disc anymore, bro. They're ripping motherfuckers.
You're not going to get a disc?
Nah, probably. Well, they might.
Do they still give out discs? Do they still give out discs for games? I thought they were all downloaded.
They have downloaded. Like, you can download
I think
download
you can
game.
Get discs like, for most
get,
games.
If you get the most upgraded gaming systems, though, they don't even have places for discs anymore, do they?
Some of them don't.
Some don't. I think that's...
In all honesty, I think they're probably getting to the point that, yeah, they're going to go completely digital. Because since, like, Best Buy said they're not going to physically have Blu-rays and shit anymore.
Right.
I know nobody goes Best Buy, but it's like, if that
Best
was still like a retailer, they still were like selling physical copies.
Best
so like,
Buy is still open?
So it is a little. So like Damn. They stop selling shit, then it's just a matter of time for Walmart to start doing it. Like, we just taking up fucking floor space at this point.
Yeah. That's so weird to me. I would never want to only own something digitally, like if I could help it, because I at the end of the day want to be able to control what the fuck I bought and like use it as I want. Yeah. I don't want some random day I go to play my game and I fucking can't.
It's just a way to get more money. They don't give you the disc and then you gotta pay for space to store all your digital games.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah.
And then they trick you motherfuckers and they sell you incomplete games and they just release updates as they go along, bro. They're just making money without even finishing shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, no, I think it's such a scam to like try to force people just to go all digital to make more money on like, you know, the storage and the incomplete games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
The incomplete games are.
And then they charge.
Killing
me. Sometimes they'll charge you to fix them, or at the very least, you got to take the time to download the new updates and shit. Like, who wants to do that? They're wasting time.
Why are we paying for incomplete games? If this is the release of this game, it should be good. It should be good to go. And I shouldn't have to get DLC to, like, make the game playable.
I think, like, the worst example of that was, like, I had bought Assassin's. This is like years ago. I bought Assassin's Creed Unity when it first came out, and that was like the Assassin's Creed game that had like four player co op online or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was so fucking broken and so buggy and so bad that Ubisoft was like, "Yo, we fucked up. We'll give you a free game of your choosing if you want." Because like I got Far Cry 5, I think.
Damn.
Yeah, because it was so it was so broken. So fucking bad. Like they kept putting patches on patches on patches. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Bad. Fucked up.
That right there is where I shit myself.
Just on release. Bro. And that's what's
I was hyped.
No, because like I mean that's
there
and that's the thing.
Where
like
I
you
shit myself.
Do you think though when Grand Theft Auto releases it's gonna be a complete game? You think it's gonna be a good game?
I don't know. I haven't played Grand Theft Auto for years. I'm not really into it. I don't give a shit.
I feel like the game, usually when the shit comes out, the game is like a complete experience. They never really ship it broken or anything.
Now, online-wise, yeah, that's probably going to be fucked for a while.
Yeah.
If we know anything about
it. Yeah, because if a lot, yeah, if a lot of people are playing it, yeah. You know, it's probably going to be too many people on the server at first, and it's going to be glitchy.
Chaos.
Yeah, shit's going to be
absolute
fucked up.
Chaos.
You're going to have people on there modding shit. Yes.
I feel like nothing you got to watch out, so going back to the whole digital shit, is I feel like this is the best time to stock up on all the fucking DVDs and Blu-rays. Because once all that shit goes straight to streaming, they're going to start deleting scenes and editing shit out, changing shit. It's going to be some real fucking Shazam shit then.
Yeah.
Bruh. It's going to be like, nah, bruh, I'm telling you that was in that one. No, it wasn't. Watch, now that shit going to be for real.
Yeah, because, I mean, they already do it now. Like, there's plenty of shows that you can, like, that you can stream, but there's episodes that are literally just not there. And you would not know that it wasn't there unless you had seen it on TV when it aired or something.
Like the Boondocks episode that's got Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they got rid of that thing, boy. Yeah. They got rid of it because he said he was going to sue the fuck out of him. All because they told it. All because they told the truth about him.
That was because of TBS.
Yeah,
because House of Pain was on and they were getting money off of it. So basically, when that episode came out, Tyler Perry was like, "Oh, I don't like that." So you gotta, if you keep playing an episode, I'm gonna cancel House of Pain. So they was like, "Oh shit,"
which I don't understand. I really don't understand how that show ever got popular. That shit was not.
It was not funny. But it's Tyler Perry, bro. He got like a cult following. People was watching that shit. That shit had a whole spinoff show, and it was itself was already a fucking spinoff. Yeah, Meet the Browns. Like that's insane. That man like fucking black Seth MacFarlane. Like they just give that nigga money. It's ridiculous.
He's got his own studio. He opened his own studio in Georgia. So now he's just like making his own everything.
He's making a bunch of fucking Tubi movies.
And he's having a bunch of Buff Atlanta dudes down there doing God knows fucking what on that compound, bro. Yeah.
What the fuck is this? Hey,
always oiled down with their shirts off.
I never understood Madea. Like, I never understood the
plays were cool.
Were they though? Because I remember cool, just, yeah. Like, them shits blasting in my fucking house and being like, this shit is annoying.
I liked fun. Like
they are annoying, but I liked like the first two or three.
I think the first couple Madea movies were pretty good, from what I remember. And you know they were.
Were you on fentanyl?
Was I on fentanyl?
Yeah, when you watched them.
No.
I'm trying to make sure. I'm checking your mind state when you were watching them.
No, I mean, this was like back in like middle and high school.
Oh,
but...
never mind, yeah. Never mind.
But still, there's some movies like I would watch, which people have been using this audio on like Instagram and TikTok lately, but I would watch Diary of a Mad Black Woman again because that movie is just so entertaining.
Wait, who are you?
They're anybody they're using that part when she's like when he you know
all my life I had to fight
no
they just did a new color. They just did a new Color Purple though.
They
I saw
did
it, yeah. It's like it's all Chinese people. The Color Purple.
they gotta be evil.
Oh, Hoppo, why you put your hands on me, nigga?
Representation.
Oh my god.
Why he beat up on Hopper?
Oh, they do the one where the guy's talking about he had sex with a dude, and Janet Jackson's like, "Oh, so you letting somebody bend you over?" And he's like, "He said no."
Oh, so you doing the bending?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you doing the bending?
Yeah, they were using that one online too.
Yeah, bro, that's everywhere.
But no, the one from Diary of Mad Black Women they're using is when he, you know, after Charles got shot. And he's like in the house by himself and the ex-wife comes to help him and he's calling for his new wife. He's like, Christina. And then she's like, Christina, Christina's not here. And like, you know, does a little chuckle. Okay. So people have been using that for whatever. The content creation's weird. I don't know how I feel about a lot of it.
I don't use TikTok.
He makes movies for a
on Instagram.
Angry ass goddamn angry ass bitches.
Yep. He's preach, brother.
No, I wouldn't say that.
This bitch was getting beat up by this dude and then he gets shot and he's paralyzed. Why are you still there with him when he's whooping your ass? Why are you still there? Leave. He can't even stop you now. What are you doing here?
She's trying to go back.
Yeah,
she was trying. Yeah, she was trying to get revenge. Bitter.
Okay, but you weren't.
I mean, he drug her out of her house.
First of all, you're getting revenge on somebody that's fucking handicapped now. So good goddamn job.
I mean, like God pretty much that's your bad. God loves you.
You're bullying a handicapped.
God already hit the lick, babe.
Yeah, like, exactly. You ain't got to do nothing else.
You're gonna stay there and like damn near drown the motherfucker and shit. Like this. Like, and then bitches are just cheering this shit on, bro. You're just cheering this shit on. It's fucked up. Yes. Right.
Get him.
Get him, sis. Get him,
girl. Yeah, sis.
Yeah. Show his ass.
Like, bitch, you should have fucking left a long goddamn time. He dragged you out of the house, bitch. Why'd you come back? You shouldn't even come back.
It's kind of your fault, actually. It's 100% that you got beat up by the crew.
You clearly making terrible decisions with your fucking life.
Well, then she met the light-skinned man with the braids, and everything was okay.
With the weird hairline. Yeah. With the really, like, square hairline.
It was a wig, yeah.
No, she met Shamar Moore.
With his wig.
Yeah, after Tyler Perry dicked him down, she met him.
Of course.
Oh.
Ridiculous. Tyler Perry, he might be on Diddy's flight logs.
Tyler Perry's is gonna be the new Diddy. You got to give it 20 years.
Dudes are
gonna come out of the woodwork.
I was telling Boss that Diddy's he's Black Epstein.
Yep,
he is Black
Diddy's
Epstein.
Getting fried, boy.
Because think about it, like he's getting allegations with minors, sexual allegations with minors, other sexual improprieties. He has a private jet, sex trafficking. I don't know if he has an island, but we could probably assume he probably has an island.
Yeah.
He has an island. He has to have an island.
He has to have a little St. James.
He's at least got a cul-de-sac in Atlanta or something.
Something like that. some small community.
Yeah, he got some.
Ain't no HUD in that shit. Nah.
Guaranteed.
He throws those weird white parties.
Yeah, the white parties.
All white parties.
Yeah, he wants to see wants to see like the stains and shit. Yeah.
Stains. There was one time I was supposed to go to an all white party. It was a rooftop party, and I did not get to go because I was too hungover.
Just imagine being on a rooftop and all white with the sun just beaming on you.
Well, it was like winter time.
Still hot.
Still pretty fucking hot. You was in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It'd be hot as shit.
It was cold.
I mean, you still in the fucking air during the day. It's a day party. Sun's beaming.
Nah, I think it would have been.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't.
Okay.
Well, again, I didn't make it to the party, so I can't report on the weather.
That's fair.
Unfortunately. But hey, next time, maybe I'll go to one of Diddy's parties.
Diddy is not having no more parties. Diddy is done for, bro. He's done for. It's not happening anymore. He settled that shit.
Why would he
settle that case way too fucking fast? It's over with, baby.
I do like that he was just that like he paid out like $30 million and then now he's like, I'm tired of these allegations against me.
I'm innocent. These people are just trying to money grab. Bro, you paid. First of all, you settled out of court. She was gonna sue you for $30 million. You had to for her to let it go in a day. You had to have paid her more than that. I think you made up $100 million, bro.
Yeah.
I mean it. That's why he was fucking sad. You know he don't like to pay his artists, so he was sad to give up that money.
Especially an artist that he made fucking hide under blankets.
Right.
Standing
over her talking about, what you gonna do now? What you gonna do now?
Where my hug at? Come here.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like on her part, like, how could you just get paid off? Like
very easily.
First of all, the stuff has already happened. The stuff has already happened. She got her story out there, so people know about it. People are hearing about it. They believe it, and it's empowering other people to come out and sue his ass too. So not only did she get $100 million for the pain that she's already gone through, and she's been dealing with already. She's already dealt with this shit. You might as well pay me for my pain, bitch.
Might as well.
Yeah.
It's over. You being in jail is not going to help me live my life. She's fucking secured her family for the rest of her life.
True.
If I got to deal with that pain and that trauma and I can still get the story out there because everybody knows it's true, this nigga's life is still going to be ruined. That was a win-win. I don't care what nobody says, bro. She got the money for it. She already went through all the trauma, so you might as well get paid for it. You might as well set your family up for the rest of your grandkids' lives with all the money that she got. She's good.
Would you rather be Diddy's victim or R. Kelly's?
Diddy's for sure.
You think so? Diddy was. Yeah. Diddy was.
You
Diddy,
said that pretty listen, quick.
Diddy was hiring big dick male escorts and watching these bitches get fucked.
Yeah, but like
not the big dick escort.
Like, okay, but like I don't escort. Okay, but yeah, I've yet to hear of like a payout from R. Kelly.
Yeah, that's true too. R.
So Kelly, it's like if I can get the money, dude.
I thought the worst he gonna do is piss on you. Yeah, that's the worst you're getting from Robert.
Yeah, I just got pissed on by a cat.
Also the best.
Robert just gonna piss on you.
The best and the worst you'll get from him is
from Kells.
That's true. He's already in prison. He ain't making no more money, and he ain't got no more
money. Sweet water from the fountains of Kells.
Yeah.
The sweetest of waters.
Yeah. Seems like no return on that one.
Yeah, nah, I would definitely Diddy without a fucking, like, dude, come do it.
You get drugs.
Come on.
He'll buy you a house and shit. You'll get beat on, but you'll get a house and a car. He'll buy you drugs. You get private jet flights. And, you know, you'll probably get raped in the bathroom. But
say, like, you get to go to parties.
You'll wake up with your pants off at times for no reason.
All types of celebrities, bro.
Bro, that fingernail fall on the butt is like.
Bro, that's.
That seems. Because that seems horrifying. You said a fingernail?
A fingernail fall out your booty.
Because they're getting fingered by trans women.
That's so fucking funny.
I can't imagine, like, the sheer horror of, like.
You go to fart, it makes no noise. It's just like.
Oh my gosh.
Like fart, you just feel
like a penny dropping on the ground.
You feel like somebody scratching you from the inside. Like, you know.
With every step. And you wipe your ass, you feel something hard.
Time to go.
So you know how loose your booty gotta be to not notice that immediately? There's gotta be so much space in there.
Liminal space. You got fucking crazy. You go to the doctor like jackass. They do an X-ray on your butthole. It's just a fucking just like a 1-inch acrylic stuck in there.
Bro, that is rough. Bro.
Horizontally stuck.
Oh my gosh!
They just put your file in the Diddy case. They have a whole filing cabinet. Like we've seen this before. This type of injury. House comes in a crutch.
House. Oh my god.
He's gonna be taken down, boy. He's got it's over for that nigga. It's over for you, dude.
Free my man, dog. He after paying out that evil woman, he finally can say that he finally can say I didn't do it and I'm tired of this. So you know what? Let's just hear him out. Yeah, let's hear his side.
Yeah, he's talking about I need to fight for me and my family.
Yeah, me and my family.
No, your family's not your family is not on trial, nigga. It's just you.
Did you see that one where I guess it was like some of them niggas that used to work with him, and they were talking about when they would be at the parties and they'd be like, oh, so yes, on one side we got these bottles, right? And these are bottles. But on the other side the women got their bottles, but they'd be something a little extra in there. To get them all extra slippery or whatnot.
Wait,
he's on that Rick Ross shit.
I'm like, damn, it's fucking wild, bro. You just out in the open. What the
putting
fuck?
Ecstasy in this champagne, bro. Because he's getting away slippery. With it, bro. Putting fucking ecstasy in the champagne. Slippery. He did that to Rick Ross. When he signed his contract, bro, Rick Ross was sweating with his fucking shirt off. What kind of business setting is this, bro? Why does this fat nigga got his titties out while he's signing the fucking contract? Sweating. It makes no sense.
I must say, you bring up some valid points.
That's not how professional.
That's not typically how.
Doesn't make any sense.
That might have inspired that line that Rick Ross has, you know, in the UOE song.
Put it in her drink. She ain't even know. Put an ecstasy in her drink. Yeah, because he got fucking ecstasy. He learned that trick from Diddy. That's fucked up.
I do like that. Like after Rick Ross was like talking shit about 50 Cent, 50 Cent was like, "Oh yeah," he's just showing his own lyrics, and now Rick Ross is like quiet as shit, like, "Oh,
quiet
fuck.
As a motherfucker." Yeah.
You know, sir, we didn't forget.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. 50 is petty, bro.
Well, no, Rick Ross, like, yeah. 50 Cent is really petty. Most of these people should know that by now. And Rick Ross needs to understand that no one forgot. Like, people maybe don't bring it up to you or talk about it, but no one forgot,
Nobody forgot that you're trying to be a drug-selling thug and you were a probation officer.
You were a CO.
You were fucking putting niggas in prison.
Literally.
You were snitching on motherfuckers, and now you want to be a thug, what's bro. That?
And a date rapist. Don't forget the date rapist.
Also not forget, because, like... People just like Ross more, but let's not forget 50 Cent did win that beef, because at the end of the day, if a nigga fucking leaks a video of my baby mama getting dick down, Rick Ross' baby mama,
yeah,
way back in the day when he was beefing 50 Cent, he leaked that video. He literally narrated the video. He basically was comedically narrating Rick Ross's baby mama getting fucked in a video. It was like a home movie.
No.
Sex tape. Some other nigga was fucking her.
No.
So that's that. Gunplay kept getting his ass beat, and they kept parading his chain around. And then 50 Cent released a video of him taking Rick Ross's son shopping. Sir, you lost that beef. Ugly fuck. What song you came beef, out bro. With? He took that man's son shopping.
Wait.
Toy shopping. You
know Petty King.
Shopping. You know who else takes niggas shopping, bro?
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Did he take niggas shopping?
Bro, what the fuck?
Petty King.
I respect 50 Cent, bro. Literally, destroy your enemies completely, nigga. Like, 100%. Holy shit.
100%. I'm all about that petty energy.
Jesus Christ. Like,
what a king.
I'm just picturing him, like, smiling, because, you know, he has, like, that very, like, cheesy smile. Yeah. Like, he has a lot of teeth. Wow. Well, 50 Cent.
Curtis.
Don't get on his bad side, I guess.
You're going to jail, Diddy.
Nah, he probably won't go to jail. More than likely, he probably won't go to fucking jail. It would be hilarious if he actually did go to jail.
Bro, that would be great.
I mean, he might at some point. Perhaps.
If not, he's just gonna be bled dry of his money, bro. He's gonna be broke as shit.
Yeah, for sure.
He's gonna be bumming on the streets. Cause nobody, I haven't heard one celebrity friend come out and say, oh, this isn't the Diddy I know.
No one's really stuff. Said that.
Not a one.
And that's another red flag.
Not a one, bro. Not one. You've been in the game for 30-something years, bro. Not one person.
Because, yeah, somebody usually would be like, you know, I can't, like, it saddens me that people would believe these baseless accusations and rumors.
Right. It's like, oh no, he did that. Yeah.
Even Danny Masterson's raping ass had Ashton Kutcher and fucking, you know, vouching for him, bro. Like, Diddy ain't got nobody, not one person.
Oof.
Yikes.
And they took the TV network away from him.
Yep, they took the network away from him.
He had a network?
Revolt.
Oh.
Yep.
Vote or die!
And they kicked him off the board that basically owns Rock.
He had like a 20-year deal with Macy's. They got his clothes out of there. He's no longer
20-year deal.
He's no longer with them anymore, bro. He's losing everything, as he should.
He's trying to think quick.
He did that shit.
He's like, what can I do? Think
did
quick.
Did he do it?
My opinion, he did it. I can't wait for that. I can't wait to see if that documentary comes out, bro.
Take that.
Wow. All right, you guys have anything else to say?
Nah, man. Yo, free my man.
Diddy did it.
Free my man. Innocent until proven guilty.
Nah.
All you did was just pay a woman to stop talking. If only we should all be so lucky.
Okay. All right. We're done here. Good night.